2 Kings chapter 14, verses 8 to 14, and 2 Chronicles 25, 17 to 24. I'll concentrate on the 2 Chronicles passage. Pride leads to a fall. Amaziah, too big, far too big, for his boots. 2 Chronicles 25, 17 to 24. God has granted Amaziah, this king of Judah, a great victory at Edom. Not because he deserved it, but God has granted him this victory. But after the victory, something staggering takes place. Amaziah brings back the gods of Edom to Jerusalem and worships them. It's an incredible apostasy. Things do not stand still. He has been rebuked by the prophet, but he still won't listen. And he goes further into trouble. Verse 17, Amaziah, king of Judah, consults his advisors. And as a result of that consultation, his pride, his inflated view of himself, his boasting comes out. He is determined, and he sends a challenge to Jehoash, king of Israel. Come, meet me face to face. What he's really doing is declaring war on Israel. Jehoash, king of Israel, replies to Amaziah, 2 Chronicles 25, verse 18. And he tells him a story about a thistle and a cedar. And he's saying, now look, you stay at home. You've had a victory at Edom, and now you're arrogant and proud. But stay at home. Mind your business. Why ask for trouble and cause your own downfall and that of Judah also? He warns him, if you come to fight against me, it won't be like Edom. You will lose. It's like a thistle challenging a cedar, and it's not going to work. I warn you. Verse 20, Amaziah, however, would not listen. Here is his pride coming out. He's determined. He's warned, but he's determined. He's determined to go. He won't listen to sense. Then we're shown behind the scenes. Amaziah, however, would not listen. For God so worked that he might hand them over to Jehoash, because they sought the gods of Edom. Here's a very important verse. We have the dealings of these two kings. We have the advisors. We have the counselors. We have this and that and the other. But deep underneath the scene, behind the scenes, underneath the water, underneath the surface, what do we have? God so working that he might hand Amaziah over with Judah to Israel. Why? Because of their incredible apostasy. God is going to bring judgment upon Judah. Well, Amaziah was determined, and things turned out exactly as had been predicted. Jehoash attacked the king of Israel. He and Amaziah, they faced each other at Beth Shemesh in Judah, and Judah was routed by Israel, and every man fled to his home. Amaziah was captured, and he came back. Jehoash came to Jerusalem, he broke down the wall of Jerusalem, and he robbed the temple, and he took away the palace treasures and hostages, and went back to Samaria. These are the two nations that once were the people of God. They're fighting each other, pride, arrogance, idolatry. But the king of Israel is breaking down the wall of Jerusalem and robbing the temple. Can you believe it? It's not that the king of Israel, Jehoash, is better than Amaziah, the king of Judah. They're both wicked kings, foolish kings, sinful kings. And the suffering is the temple, the worship of God, the honor of God. It's all gone to pieces through the arrogance and pride and idolatry of these kings. What is this? What does God have to put up with? He's wreaking judgment because of idolatry. But look at the incredible state of Israel at this time, Judah and Israel. What is this? Now, of course, this is the old covenant. But are we better, my friend, in the days of the new covenant? Are you so ignorant of church history? Are you so blind to what's going on today? There is nothing new under the sun. Have we not read of the Church of Laodicea? Oh, we're proud. We've got it all. We don't need anything. Can't we hear the spirit of Amaziah in the Church of Laodicea? Can't we see this kind of attitude? And what's the suffering? The cause of God, the cause of the truth of God, the cause of the gospel, the cause and name of our Lord Jesus Christ. What reformation is needed in Israel at this time? Israel and Judah, the whole nation of Israel. The split in this kingdom, and now the war between them, and the suffering, and the loss in the temple and in Jerusalem. What about the churches? What about Christ? What about the gospel today? Oh, brothers and sisters, do we not need to see it thoroughly turning to the Lord? Is it possible? Can the Lord bring us back? Yes, he can. Will he bring him back? I do not know. Will he bring back the gospel in glorious power? We need desperately for a reviving and an awakening and a returning, a reformation to the word of God. But there's a word of warning for the unbeliever here. Pride. I can manage. I can cope. I can look after myself. No, my friend. Humility before the Lord. Fall before him in repentance. Let the wicked forsake his way. The unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord and he will have mercy upon him. Seek the Lord while he may be found. May God bless this thought to us. Deliver us from Amaziah. Amaziah's spirit. Pride, boasting. Remember Khrushchev? They fired off their rockets and they said, well, we've gone into space and we haven't found God, so he doesn't exist. Poor man. He had the wrong measuring stick. He was blind. He was wearing the wrong spectacles. He was the fool. It wasn't that God didn't exist. He didn't see him. He couldn't find him. He was looking in the wrong place. With the wrong glasses. I see all this played out in these two kings, Israel and Judah. And I see a warning, a stark warning, to me as a believer, to the churches. May God bring us back in humility to his word. For unless that happens, the cause of God will lose. May God arise and scatter his enemies and glorify his name upon us and through us, even in our generation and long after. For Christ's sake, amen.